Captain Blaze and the Dragon Lady are both prisoners of Terry, Pat Ryan, and Cheery Blaze, the captain's daughter. It was really through the scheming of Cheery that the tables were turned on these two notorious bandit pirates. For Cheery was determined to help the Chinese along the Burma Road rather than hinder them. In today's transcribed adventure, we'll see what the Dragon Lady thinks about her bad luck. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. Say, before you know it, everybody's going to be playing the new games from the Terry Adventure Gamebook. So get in on this exciting fun right now. You'll be thrilled with all the wonderful games and tricky puzzles in the Terry Adventure Gamebook. And games and puzzles aren't all you'll find in these sensational pages. No, indeedy. There are magic tricks from the Min Fan, the magician of Mongolia, and Terry and Burma paper dolls, and coloring pages and party suggestions. You never saw such a treasure of fun and excitement as you'll find when you start off with Terry on the adventure of the Ruby of Genghis Khan. There are 16 big pages in the Terry Adventure Game Book, 16 pages full of comics, games, thrills, and you can get this wonderful game book free. Yes, it sounds almost too good to be true, but it's a fact. The Terry Adventure Game Book is yours for just one label from Libby's Tomato Juice and one from Libby's Pineapple Juice. Now, you probably know how swell those juices are. They're perfectly delicious, both of them. And they both give you important vitamins. So ask your mother to get a can of Libby's Tomato Juice and one of Libby's Pineapple Juice. The name is Libby's, spelled L-I-B-B-Y-S. Then take the labels off the cans and print your full name and address on the back of one. Put the labels in an envelope and mail it to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. You got that address? Just Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. And remember, send no money. Libby wants you to have the Terry Adventure Game Book free for just two Libby labels. So send for your copy at once and sail off on a sea of fun with Pat and Terry. And now, Terry and the Pirates. Yes, although the Dragon Lady arrived at the headquarters of Captain Blaze, and even though she warned Blaze against Terry and Pat Ryan, it did no good. For Cheery Blaze had talked to the natives who worked for her father. She had convinced them that their best interests were to work for her and to help China fight off the invader. And so, with the help of Terry and Pat, the tables were turned. And now we find Captain Blaze a prisoner in his own headquarters. In fact, we can stand guard beside the heavy door as Pat Ryan talks to this red-whiskered, laughing, but dangerous pirate.
So, you think you can keep me a prisoner, do you? That's good, that is. Very good.
Now, look here, Blaze. I don't want to do anything I don't have to, but I can't trust you, and that's that.
And you came here pretending to be a friend, and you turned me own daughter against me.
That's a lot of talk, and you know it.
Yes, yes. Yes, I suppose it is.
Cheery wants to do what's right, and that's all.
She's got some notions about serving the Chinese army.
It's a nice idea, Captain.
You know, Patrick, maybe she's right about all that. I've been thinking it over since you've had me locked in here, and now I'll tell you what I'll do. Yes, sir, I'm going to make you a proposition, fair and square, so I am.
Man alive, I can almost see you think.
What?
The only proposition you'd make is one where you become top man again. All you want to do is get out of here. You'll promise anything.
Oh, now, Patrick, you misjudge me. Why, it stands to reason. If Cheery can convince me men, or most of them, that they should desert me, well, what can I gain by being boss of these diggings, you see?
Crazy like a fox, eh?
Where's your faith of human nature, Patrick Ryan? I've had a change of heart, I tell you.
You know, there's a price on your head, Blaze. Dead or alive.
You wouldn't turn me in. You couldn't be so sinful.
Why, you old sinner. You'll have me crying in a minute. I don't want any money for making you a prisoner. And I'm not anxious to turn you over to the army.
They'd stand me up against a wall.
On the other hand, I'm not going to let you free to stir up more mischief.
All right, Patrick. All right. You have the whip hand, and you'd best make the most of it while you can. Because strange things can happen around here. And if you find yourself on the other end of the stick, don't be surprised or expect gentle treatment.
I'll remember your warning, Captain Blaze. Meanwhile, I advise you to sit where you are, read those books, and behave.
Sit where I am and read books, eh? The way to learn things is to ask questions and get answers.
Hi, you down there, Hugo.
Psst. His door, please.
He's gone. You can come up now.
We'll remain near opening.
All right, sit there beside the trapdoor if you want to. I don't think Patrick will be back.
Yes?
The fool. It didn't take much maneuvering to get him to bring me to this room. Not even Siri knows I got this private way out under the floor. Not even that very clever daughter of mine knows. Yes, and I can match my brains with them of the Dragon Lady.
Dragon Lady is woman brain. It's difficult to understand.
Say, speaking of the Dragon Lady, where is she?
If so, Dragon Lady is prisoner. He's quiet all places.
And what about you? Are you pretending to be on their side?
As you suggest, Captain, this unworthy one has professed belief in the plans of your daughter.
Good. Keep it up. Keep me informed of what goes on.
Yes, sir.
Can you talk to the Dragon Lady?
Oh, yes, sir. The Dragon Lady is in room like this.
Oh, then I can go down through this hole in the floor and pay the Dragon Lady a visit. So long as nobody drops in here to pay me a visit. What time is it?
It's hour of midnight, please.
Well, nobody's up to disturb the beauty sleep for the next few hours, anyway. I think I'll pay my respects to the Dragon Lady.
Yes?
Go on into the tunnel, Cubal. I'll follow into the same bucket.
It is well you came to discuss this situation with me.
The passageway underneath this floor leads to the outside. Beyond the wire fence. Now, if you'd like to get away...
No, that is not wise at this moment. As long as the others are not aware of these exits, we are in command of the situation.
That's the way I figure, milady. Outside of Cubal here, who's been me man Friday for years, nobody but us three knows about the little tunnel beneath these diggings.
Good. Are you sure of your daughter?
When you speak of her, then I'm not sure of anything. She's turned against her poor old father.
Enough of that talk, Captain. I understand your daughter better than you do. She is eager to prevent you from looting the Burma Road of supplies destined for the Chinese army in Chongqing. There is nothing we can say or do to change her mind.
How do you know all that, milady?
She was in here.
Oh.
We talked. She refuses to believe anything I might say. And she does not trust you either.
Well, what are we waiting for? I am not in favor of turning myself over to a firing squad, even if you are.
You will listen to me, Captain Blaze. I did not come here unprepared. I didn't come here alone.
But outside of the few natives who came with you...
I have help, and not far away. My men, about 50 of them, are camped in a small valley about half a mile from here. They are under the direction of a man called Singa Singa. If your men can establish contact with Singa Singa and his men, they will take over this place very quickly.
Are they armed? Yes, of course. They would be.
I shall send a message to Singa Singa.
Cubal.
Yes?
You heard all this talk, didn't you?
They'll take a Dragon Lady message to Valley, as you say.
Well, get the message written, milady. Time is precious.
Here. You will take this ring to Singa Singa.
A ring.
It will keep your man's head on his shoulders, for one thing. It will prove that he comes from me, and there is no message to write.
But what?
Your men simply repeat these words. Singa, my Halitorek.
What sort of language is that? It ain't Chinese.
It is a language of people you do not know about.
Singa, Mahali Torek. Well, if that says we're in trouble and need help, it's all right with me.
Singa Singa will understand. I gave him orders to cover just such a situation as we now face. He will know what to do.
Fine, but ain't you forgetting something?
Captain Blaze, I have overlooked nothing. Now wait, let me finish.
Look here, it'll be our finish if your Singa Singa chappy and his men start closing in outside there. That fence has enough electricity running through it to kill an army. The walls of this shebang are made of stone. There's ammunition and weapons in this place. Besides, a fine radio for sending messages.
I realize the obstacles, but they can be overcome easily.
Doggone me hide.
I'll never be able to figure a woman's mind. You say it's easy. And how is it easy, milady?
Cueball?
Yes, Mrs. Duggan?
There is a girl somewhere in this building. Her name is April Kane.
So she has room on this floor in the building.
We shall take April Kane to Singa Singa, where she will be held as hostage.
Well, see now, I never thought of that.
You will take Miss Kane through the underground passage.
Yes.
Take her to Singa Singa, and I think our friends will soon listen to reason.
Well, now, this visit has been most enlightening, milady. Yes, sir. I figure with the gal gone, Mr. Patrick Ryan and young Terry will be willing to make a deal if she's returned safely.
Send your men about his business now.
How about it, Cueball? Think you can manage?
Oh, can do, Captain. Can do. Shall be immediate.
Well, things are picking up, my lady. I knew I could outsmart Patrick Ryan and...
You are a red-whiskered idiot. You have the brain of a lychee nut. Without me to think for you, you would never be able to save yourself.
Oh, see now, that's carrying things too far.
The great Captain Blaze should have someone to think for him. Why, your daughter is more alert than you.
Well, it's a fine howdy-do when a man has to take that kind of talk from a woman.
We shall see about that. Get out of the way. I'll drag this stone block into place.
All right.
A good riddance. So now, not only will I upset the plans of Pat Ryan and his friends, but I'll soon take charge of all your earthly possessions, Captain Blaze. You'd like to know what plans I have for you, too, wouldn't you?
I wonder if the Dragon Lady can turn the trick, or if there'll be trouble when Cueball attempts to take April away. And as for Captain Blaze... Well, he'd better not count himself so lucky, because even the Dragon Lady will double-cross him. I'll tell you what I mean in just a moment. Remember, boys and girls, there are all kinds of fun waiting for you in the Terry Adventure Game Book. Riddles, cutouts, lots of games, magic tricks, coloring pages. There's something here for boys and girls of all ages. And besides all the games and puzzles and other things, there's the excitement of traveling the road to Shanghai, with Terry guarding the ruby of Genghis Khan. You'll meet old friends and new adventures in this wonderful big book. Connie and Big Stoop are in it, and the Dragon Lady, too. Now, the Terry Adventure Game Book isn't sold in any store. There's only one way to get it, but that way is easy. Just send a label from Libby's Tomato Juice and one from Libby's Pineapple Juice with your full name and address to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Now, you don't have to send any money, because Libby wants every friend of Terry and the Pirates to have this book. Now, you'd better note down the address. Terry, in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. You got that? Terry, in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Send at once. You'll get the most thrilling, unusual, exciting collection of games and adventures that you ever met up with. Now, tomorrow's transcribed adventure again picks up our Burma Road story, and it's sure to be chock full of surprises. I don't think that Terry or April or Pat Ryan are going to be caught napping, but we'll find out in tomorrow's adventure.